This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. We're going to give the number out. We're going to 20 after. We'll take 5-6 calls. Then Jakari and Leanne are going to get ready for InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And who's hosting the news tonight?
I am.
Jakari's hosting the news tonight. You just told me that. So much going on here. We've got a guest coming on who authored the U.S. that became the World Biological Weapons Treaty, saying it appears to be a bioweapon. Dr. Francis Boyle. We've got David Knight and Joe Biggs popping in briefly with a final report from Oregon, as I guess there's three people left saying they're going to fight to the death inside. I mean, it's just redonkulous.
Right.
That is coming up. We've got just so much on the economy, the debate. We're going to play some more clips. But here's the toll-free number. What do you think of the debate? Okay, and first-time callers, give you a chance to call in. I'll have free-for-all later. I don't care where you're calling from in the world, too. Who do you think won this? Was it Trump basically going and having his own event? Was it Cruz? Or was it Rand Paul? I think he did the best of that debate. Cruz kind of just floundered around and I don't think gained or lost anything. What's your view? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 with your question or your comment. In fact, I really just want to hear your view quickly on who won, what you thought was key, where you think it's going, your predictions on Iowa. Who do you guys think came out on top? I mean, I think this went for Trump. Maybe 60%, but still his event was goofy.
Yeah.
In ways. I mean, I love the veterans, but then the other Republican debate was weird. I mean, you think I'm wrong or right?
Well, debates are just boring in general unless you do get people up there with some spicy. That's why I didn't like it when Rand Paul wasn't in the last debate.
It was better having him.
It's much better because he comes with substance. But the Trump event, yes, I agree. It was just he could have really dominated, and you know it was kind of boring.
I agree, and it was just some of the people like, here's my friend, he made millions of dollars.
Right? Yeah.
It was almost like funny. Oprah handing out
cards. This guy's amazing. Yeah, he offered me $1 million, but I sent it back because he's my good friend, and it's like, oh, is he going to be in your cabinet or?
Yeah, in a way, I kind of liked how goofy and hokey it was, though. I mean, Trump is just a piece of work.
Yeah.
I tell you, they say he's 19th century. I kind of agree.
He's a great guy, good guy.
And that's what he goes like, you know, Alex Jones, yeah, I like him, nice guy. Yeah, you know.
Nice guy,
good
fella.
Yeah. There is a little bit of a kind of Italian gangster to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think with the casinos thing, you got to kind of.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they have had a microscope on him with casinos. They haven't found anything. But that is one negative. I mean, it's his right to have casinos. I guess he's on the right end of it with the chumps that go in there. But, man, I just well, – not hey, for banning gambling. I'm a libertarian, but, man, is it stupid.
He's going to have a lot of practice working with politicians and stuff now that he's kind of worked with the casino gangsters.
Well, he's a good salesman.
Yeah.
Jakari, I got a lot of angles here that I could go over. I'm going to cover some as we take calls. But what's your biggest takeaway from this, and what's your gut on Iowa?
Well, as I said last night, you know, I think it's – my overall thing from this whole you know, spectacle that was the GOP debate is that people are starting to realize and starting to wake up that you don't have to go the establishment route to get your message out there, whether it was Trump this time or Rand Paul last time. I think that's a good positive thing for the nation to realize
that right.
For any potential candidate that may come, you know, next presidential debates, you don't have to go to Fox or CNN or MSNBC. You can hold your own thing. So that's the biggest takeaway as far as who won the debate. You know, I'm a big Rand Paul fan, but I also think that Trump has garnered more attention, you know, because they spent time, even when he wasn't there, they asked the question like, well, Trump isn't here. What do you guys think about that? So even when he wasn't there, they took the time to talk about him. I don't recall them doing that with Rand.
Yeah, my biggest problem is he didn't give more rhetoric about what he was going to do, a plan. I think Biggs' best point yesterday, Biggs did a great job in the coverage. I was teasing him, you know, at some parts because he looked so angry at Trump. But we don't need a wall. We need a plan.
Right.
Yeah, we need to build a plan to steal Biggs' point. And I know he put out some of it, but, you know, specifics.
Right.
Specifics of how he's going to make the Mexicans pay. He goes, believe me, I will.
Yeah.
Can't really do a Trump yet. And Bernie Sanders, everything's going to be free. We're going to guillotine all the rich people. Mr. Burns, we'll be back with your phone calls. Nellie, Eric, Angelo, Ken, Teresa, and others.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Reporters are joining us to continue the coverage of the ongoing standoff. The wildlife refuge has already left one dead, one injured, and handed the establishment media a great demonization platform of the Liberty Movement. Joe Biggs and, of course, our own David Knight will be popping in at the bottom of the hour. I'll continue with calls and global news on the debate, the economy, and so much more. Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo are here for another segment or two as we go over clips from last night's debate. There are so many of these. But then I loved Rubio and Cruz clashing on records on illegal immigration. Rubio's acting like he's the get tough on immigration guy when he's worse than Jeb Bush and worse than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz says, yeah, we should have a path to citizenship. You can't have open borders. You can't reward people that are here illegally. He has a good record. They're trying to act like he doesn't have a good record. What's your view overall on that, Jakari, Leanne? We're going to go to calls.
As far as the immigration deal, you know, it's a touchy issue. But at the same time, I do support a path to citizenship. But do you really want to incentivize, you know, people coming to the country illegally? So that's kind of the balance that they're trying to find right now.
What was it like for you a year and a half ago down there with the Don Salazar and our crew in McCallum on the Mexican border? and he just admits, yes, they ship the illegals in on buses. The Border Patrol loads them on private buses and pays with vouchers to ship them wherever they want and releases them.
It was quite surprising. Yeah, I definitely respect the man's honesty. I'll give him that. But it was not the thing I was expecting him to say.
But it shows that had been going on for 6 months. The Border Patrol called us. They called other media. We took us 6 months to get down there, but no one else would cover it.
Yeah.
You know, now they just have planes landing, offloading people. And the big story here is no papers are checked, but citizens are.
Right.
Yeah. Ricari, when you fly, do they check your papers?
Oh, they check my papers. They pat me down. They look through my bag.
Man.
A whole darn.
They are getting much more aggressive with the pat-downs, too. They used to just be like, I'm going to lightly caress you here and there. And now they're like, yeah, I'm going to get in here. And it's like, okay, that's aggressive.
And I'm going under your crotch.
Yeah, that's a very aggressive.
It's so annoying when you go to the TSA because even when they do pat you down, you have to stand there for like 10 minutes. It's like they can't remember how to do the pat down. They got to call, you know, Ernie from the back. It takes them 15
And then
minutes
even if you go through the naked body scanner, or I bought first class because I heard if you do that, they don't make you, you know, go through it. And then they still did. And then they have that easy pass where you sign up and waive your rights and you get to go around the line. But still, they don't do that half the time.
And
now I notice those. And it's all a scam.
It's all a scam.
And then I say to them, you know, the border's open and they ship in the illegals. Sir, just please comply. You know, why do you have grape jelly? I'm calling the police. And
right.
This is all written. That literally happened.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go to Eric in West Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey there. I got 2 points, one on Trump and one on criminal justice reform. Last night, I was not impressed by Donald Trump's episode, but I was impressed that he raised $6 million. But I did not really like the company that he worked with. But if he would have taken that $6 million and put that towards Oath Keepers, he would have my vote in a heartbeat. But right now, my vote's towards Rand Paul. On criminal justice reform, I think we need to take away the entire for-profit system that we have because we have legislation that's always being passed, which is creating more opportunities for law enforcement to increase revenues. We take away that, I think that would be a
sure, well, let's expand on that.
Well, in the for-profit prison.
Law enforcement gets a very tiny part of it, but they have been bought off for chicken feed, and it has corrupted them, and it's what was done on purpose. It's the big private prison industry. We have more prisons than anybody in the world. They literally, look this up at the state and federal level, they're the open lobby for stronger laws on everything, now on zoning, to throw you in jail for 10 years.
Right. Well,
that's Agenda 21, folks. They want to make everything illegal to lock you up, and then you work for 25 cents an hour. You think illegals work for cheap? Forget that. The prisoners, folks, are displacing our jobs. Leanne, sorry.
Well, the fact that you have judges or attorneys who have a stake in the prison system, That is absolutely
a conflict of interest.
It's like, yeah, you know what? I think you're going to go into this prison for 10 years. And
Tulia, Texas, the judge and the sheriff and the locals, I keep using the word because it's true, literally own the small private prison.
They own
the And every black person that would drive through the town, almost everyone, they would lock up and throw in there. I covered that a lot with Texas Monthly, and I had the people on. And then they would even get, like, old farmers, 85 years old with no criminal record, and plant cocaine on them to lock them up to make money.
I did a story on that, and they have to promise. It's like promising your shareholders. They have to guarantee 85% occupancy, 90%.
See, where's Black Lives Matter on that? Soros doesn't want to point that group at that.
Right.
He just wants to point it at local police to make it about federalization, as Al Sharpton said. Jakari?
Oh, yeah. They are pretty much laser-focused on that one issue, but there are many other things out there, such as abortion and the issue you just raised there.
It's all a giant distraction. Great point, Derek.
Conquer rather than taking it all down.
All right. Let's go to Millennial. You're on the air from Colorado. Welcome.
Hi, this is Millennial Millie, and thank you so much for having me on, guys. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a quick comment on I really think that what Trump did supporting the veterans was a very smart move politically, and so I do, give him applause for that. I also do support Rand Paul, though, because I do think that he is a very commonsensical choice.
Rand Paul's my first choice if he's in a leader position. But I've got to take Trump over Clinton or
give him a top place in your cabinet. Period.
Definitely. And, you know, I just wish that somehow they could, mend things between them and maybe run as a Trump Paul or Paul Trump. Either way, they'd have my vote.
I agree.
And do you agree with me that what blew it for Rand so far is he didn't have his dad in his campaigns, he didn't use his dad, he said, I'm not my dad, he was like his dad before.
Right.
He actually, see, if he'd been different before, I would, no, he changed.
I wonder if his dad even gave him, like, listen, son, they're not going to take you seriously if you...
No.
His dad was like...
No, Ron Paul does not change or mix stuff up for anybody. Super rigid, classic German traits.
Right.
Just bullheaded, stubborn, real smart, good paper, does not move one micron for anybody.
Right. Well, and because that's what I was thinking, like, perhaps Rand had been given some advice of, like, hey, just, you know, steer clear until you get the nomination, and then you can be like, just kidding, I'm totally my dad. I'm my father's son. You know, because the establishment's going to do just like they did with Ron Paul.
I would have said, I'm a constitutionalist like my father, think he's an amazing statesman.
Right.
We may differ slightly on things, but he absolutely is the fuel of my life and how he's helped change the country with all of our great, you know, supporters. And I will, you know, have my dad advise me if I get the presidency because of his great knowledge. Obviously, I'm younger, have different perspectives, and so I'll use that more modern perspective to gauge things. But no, I mean, my father is my North Star.
I agree.
Maybe he's just trying to make it on his own, regardless if that's a good idea or not.
He's
been trying to do his own thing.
Right.
I mean, I kind of see that point. Like, I'm not going to, you know, stand on daddy's shoulders, which Jeb tried to do, and that blew up in his face, because you are standing on daddy's shoulders and your brother's shoulders. But, you know, in the case of Paul, his dad's so good. I mean, how could you not do that?
You want to build on your father's legacy.
If my dad's Ron Paul, by the way, my dad's who I admire the most of anybody. Because, you know, but when it comes to politics and other people, it's probably Ron Paul.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see we got a call from a millennial.
Absolutely. Thank you, Millennial Nelly. That would be, let's go ahead and talk to Angelo in Michigan. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi there, Alex. Yes, first-time caller. I just want to point out, so I think that there is one of the biggest problems in our country is obviously the corruption with campaign finance. And I know you're not a huge Bernie Sanders fan, and I understand all the facts with the I'm a libertarian, too.
We have to get big money out of it to buying the process.
Everything's free.
But there's just so much that he says. Like, you can look back 30 years. He's against the big banks and against, you know, the corruption, and he really is pointing out all those things. You don't think that...
No, he's in the Obama deception. I use clips, but I say, watch out, he's a socialist. The thing is, socialism doesn't work because anything centralized gets taken over, and then it gets robbed. The only socialism that has ever worked that I've seen was Muammar Gaddafi, and that's because he really lived in a small little armored fortress with a 10-foot wall and a swimming pool, you know, smaller than my parents. And he gave like 90-something percent of the money to the people in education, roads, bridges, aquifers, infrastructure, industries, and he was giving it to the rest of Africa, and they killed him better than a hammer. But, I mean, it just has never worked. You have to have a philosopher king. And I'm not lionizing Gaddafi, but when it came to making socialism work, boy, he did it. He's the only one that's ever worked. Comments?
I've heard that as well.
I mean, I've been watching it for decades. It's true.
Yeah.
He is at least trying to give him, you know, somewhat of a gold standard, you know, get back on real solid currency. So I do respect that. There's many other things I disagree with him as far as policy, but he was trying to do something.
Yeah, but it never works.
Flourishing then. And now it's a waste.
And that's what they wanted. But good point, Angelo, that some of the things Sanders says are good. I mean, it's like, I'm getting off into it. Look, there's a lot of stuff Hillary says that's true, but we know she's evil. You know, it comes down to that, in my view. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Colorado. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Ken, how you doing, Alex? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome. Who do you think won the debate?
I think Trump won the debate. I'm a plumber from New York. I worked all the Trump buildings, Trump World across from the UN, Trump City, a city within a city. Trump used to come to the jobs, talk to us, buy us lunch. And one thing I noticed is the morale was always highest on Trump jobs. Everybody wanted to be on the Trump job. I think he's going to bring that morale in his country. As for Ted Cruz, our last caller, his wife works for Goldman Sachs. He's taking donations from Goldman Sachs. I voted for Obama the first time in 2008. He preached jobs, jobs, jobs. I'm going to make 10 million jobs in 1 year. And then after the first couple of years, I seen that was all a lie.
I know people now that I've known for years I didn't know were friends with Trump, a lot of them, and they go, no, he's the real deal behind the scenes. I mean, he really has endless energy, loves to get everybody jazzed up, just works like 18 hours a day, reads everybody's letters. I mean,
I could totally see him not being like Obama, going to play golf after every beheading. I could see him really actually saying, well, he's a businessman, so I could see him working with that sort of brain.
Has he... Stay there, sir. I want to talk to you some more. And you guys, I'm sorry, Jakar. I know you want to get ready for the news tonight. He does so much research, but I love having him on this big show. So, Jakar, he's got to stay with us for one more segment. He'll be gone at the bottom of the hour. So will McAdoo. We've got our other reporters coming on, a ton of news. But I want to talk more about what he was like on the job, Ken. Stay there.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to Ken in Colorado, who says he works worked on big construction sites that are involved with Trump. Trump comes, he says, buys them lunch, it's really nice. That's what I've heard from other people. As a businessman, he knows it's also good for morale. But I've talked to a lot of other people, famous people, that say, oh, no, Trump's a real deal behind the scenes. He's really goofy, makes fun of himself, tells a lot of risque jokes, you name it. You notice the evangelical groups are mainly endorsing him, and I guess the country's gotten so decadent, so wild that, you know, somebody like Trump now can get that endorsement because they've already worked with the fake Republicans that claim that they're holier than thou and then end up screwing everybody over. I think it shows desperation and populism in the evangelical type folks. I want to go back to the caller, but Jakari, I know that you're, you know, a devout Christian and you know, go to a lot of different churches and stuff. What's your view? What do you think folks on average that you've been talking to think of Trump?
Well, as far as Trump, I'm reminded of Huckabee. They asked him, you know, does he have the values that you would, you know, embody in your services and all that? And he says, you know, it's not a big deal to him. And by and large, my deal with Trump isn't so much a moral or ethical deal. I'm just looking at his policies, purely on policies, not the controversial stuff he says about, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, anything, purely on policies. That's my issue with Trump, not anything else about it.
Mm. Well, mine too. I mean, I care if somebody bombs and kills innocent people. I don't care if they're on tape using a cuss word. I'm not saying that's good. It's just that it's that line from Apocalypse Now where Colonel Kurtz is going, we order the pilots to drop napalm on children to kill them on purpose, and then we court-martial them for writing cuss words on their airplanes.
Right.
And for me, that's what they do. It's like they'll obsess over how your hair looks, but then Hillary can be running around involved in all these crimes, and it's okay because she's a woman. It's all just so evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Going back to Ken, more about Trump. I mean, how he is behind the scenes.
Oh, hey, yeah, sure. Once he had us all up on the podium on the first floor of a building, and you know, he talked about his friend was putting up buildings in Florida and was bragging about how he could. Now, to do a floor of a building, it's called a cycle. His friend in Florida was bragging about how he was doing a floor every 3 days, a three-day cycle. Trump turns around and told him, well, I'm doing a floor every 2 days. And the crowd just roared because that's only bringing up morale can you get that kind of production out of people. And as for Cruz, I think once he gets in, he's going to do exactly what Goldman Sachs tells him to do.
Right.
And I'm not just here to knock Cruz. Don't forget, Hillary's lies matter.
Leanne wants to say something to you, Ken.
Well, I really need you in that thick New York accent to say, Infowars.com, there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Alex, that's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Hey, sir, we're not making fun of your New York accent. Thanks. What they do is they get different Southern stingers, you know, Latin American stingers with folks saying Infowars.com. This is a warrant for your mind because we're going to have a whole bunch of different accents saying it together like we're all together for freedom. We're all together for liberty. So, I mean, do you mind doing it for us? Just
I think they hung up.
We don't want to fail. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be.
Ken the plumber. From New York, the war on for your mind.
Absolutely. Well, I like your projects, Leanne. They're very, very good. We have the guy going, Infowars.com.
There's a war on for your mind.
It's good stuff.
We're nationwide. We've got to get all the
South
spectrum.
Carolina, I think they met that guy.
All the spectrum.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Nathan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. I watched the debate last night. I mean, I would have to say, from a PR perspective, I would have to say Trump won because he basically stole the establishment media's ability to control the narrative. I mean, like, leading up, I did see the clip with O'Reilly saying, so like, come on, you all come on the debate. You know,
absolutely. It showed that they don't have the power anymore. It was way better than even CNBC and that collapse when they got routed being nasty. And it really shows that now anybody with the right message can put it out in the medium and the people will come. It's not about the gatekeepers in control anymore. That is so big. I'll say this, though. I think it got a little hokey at spots. I know it was meant to look grassroots. It was grassroots. But it's just such an opportunity to hammer issues when everybody's looking at you and sell folks on ideas. But I think Trump kind of keeps it simple on purpose. which at the same time, I just don't like. I mean, he needs to build a plan, like Joe Biggs said, not a wall. And I'm all for controlling the border, but a wall isn't going to do it. Jakari, Leanne, final comments on that.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. This wall that is going to be pretty much a never-ending construction project that he's going to have Mexico pay him to build does not sound like the best idea to me, especially...
They just build tunnels under.
Yeah, you got drones dropping stuff. You got El Chapo building tunnels, so they can get around it.
Mm-hmm. And I hate how you have to wait until months before to announce who you're actually going to have advising you and saying,
look,
this guy's the expert in that area.
Exactly. You prosecute the people that hire illegals on a mass scale, it ends. Okay, that's how you do it. You don't try to stop it at the border. You just don't give the illegals welfare.
We're on
great
the
job, guys.
The Empire's on
we'll
the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Then we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars and Nightly News. Covering all the news that breaks after the transmission ends at 3 p.m. Central. Then I return, because there's so much news that breaks Friday night, Saturday, Sunday morning, and afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay on top of the new week as it develops. I'll be live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to David Knight on the ground in John Day, Oregon, here in just a moment with Joe Biggs. They also did a great job last night. As we analyze the debate, we're going to talk about that in a moment as well. In fact, I want to just say something about the debate last night because I wanted to put this out there. I haven't gotten any criticism from stations. I personally got criticism from Buckley this morning, and I already knew it. Because when I do 3-4 hours of radio, and then I don't take a nap or something, and I get wound up, some folks know, like in the fourth hour, I tend to get dingy sometimes and start being goofy and things. That's just what happens. I'm so focused when I'm on air after 2-3 hours, you know, that's just how my physiology works. And last night we had the Trump feed that was kind of hokey and the Fox feed that was kind of hokey. So it was so stupid that it just turned into me, you know, calling Megyn Kelly, a space alien, which I nothing against Megyn Kelly. I'm just being stupid. And the other guy, Dano or whatever, and, you know, Biggs, a wet cat because he looked mad at Trump. It was fun. A lot of people liked it at night. By morning time, looking at it, it wasn't as funny. Yeah, and so when we do debate coverage or Iowa coverage or other coverage, we're doing this more and more. So a lot of stations are picking it up. We're going to actually carry the debate and then give our commentary during the applauses or things because people really loved it when David Dye, Jakari Jackson, Leanne, and all them were doing it. And then I'd Skype in from home, you know, at the beginning and at the end with my comments for, you know, 15 minutes because I could maintain being focused at that point. I was just so excited seeing Trump running over them, seeing how desperate they are, the death of the mainstream media, and my disdain for these people that I can get nasty, folks. I mean, what you see on air is really what I'm thinking and really what's going on. And this is some heavy stuff. We wanted to do a piece making fun of Bernie Sanders because I can do an imitation of his voice. And last week I said, you know, people want us to be serious. We've done a lot of comedy and it's fun and some folks want it. But you know what? We're serious. We cover serious subjects like next hour is the Zika virus, a bioweapon. Well, the top author of the U.S.-UN Biological Weapons Accord says it shows it is. And we know they're going to be targeting our reproduction as the admitted plans of bioweapons. So these are serious times. And I want to be serious. I want to be focused. I'm not perfect. And we're popular because I'm real and there's train wrecks. And, you know, people know that. But at the same time, that's not what we're going to be doing here on air. I'm going to really focus and dedicate to be more of a family broadcast. I've been very conservative years ago about it. I mean, more conservative than anybody on radio about everything. Like, it was like a hardcore, almost like more than the Christian shows, you know. And then over the years, it's just drifted because I've just gotten so sick of everything. I let my guard down and act like I'd act at 10 o'clock at night when my kids weren't around. And it's mild stuff. It's just that I'm a leader. I need to be a leader, and I can be real so far, you know, but I can't just sit there and be a maniac. And so that means in my private life I need to be like that, which I am. But 15 years ago I was so conservative, folks, about everything that, you know, I mean, there have been long periods where I don't even drink a beer for 2 years or smoke a cigar. You know, I mean, I'm that conservative. And I'm not up here on some high horse judging people either. I just know why people try to be circumscribed and controlled, because you can get wild real quick. And that's kind of what happened. It was entertaining. It was fun. It wasn't that big a deal. It's just we need to be more serious. And that's what folks tune in for, at least most people. At least that's what I want to do. Because they want to do a lot of comedy around here. And I'm like, yeah, let's nix it. Because this is a more serious time as this stuff's been documented. Okay. Now going to John Day, Oregon, where Joe Biggs and David Knight are reporting on the latest developments. We're going to go over what's happened, obviously, 3 days ago. This poor gentleman, Lavoie, got shot while jumping out of his car, saying, reportedly, don't shoot. There were questions about, did he almost run over an officer, but it looks like the officer kind of jumps in front of the car. Then they said that he looked like he went in his jacket. We've watched probably 20 times, and Richard's going to pop in, that it looks like he is doing something in his jacket or something. Regardless, the feds are in the wrong stealing the property. We don't know what really happened. It's a tragedy, but we're trying to find out. That's why David Knight's there with witnesses and others. Let's go to David Knight in Oregon. David, I see you've got somebody there to interview. Tell us the latest.
David Knight for Infowars.com. We're here in John Day, Oregon. We came here mainly because I wanted to talk to this man. This is Tad Alp. And he is the one who organized the meeting that Ammon Bundy and Lavoie Finicum and others were on their way to when they ran into the blockade. They were arrested. Lavoie was killed. What was really dangerous about this was that they had 400 people, and they had been going around in different locations talking to people about what they could do to stop what is going on. Now, in our backdrop here, what Tad has brought us up here to show us is the massive devastation of wildfires that happened this last summer. We're standing on his property, and he has pretty much lost everything. He's worked hard, set aside. This is his life savings. You can't insure a forest like this, a private forest. And this is the out-of-control, quote-unquote, management of the Forest Service.
David Knight, for radio listeners, it looks like Mount St. Helens just went off. It looks like a fire-breathing dragon just annihilated. I see black hills with just a few sprigs like bass crop, and we had fires outside Austin. I mean, how bad is it for radio listeners?
Oh, it is absolutely devastating. Let me let him tell you a little bit about the devastation. We've been walking around here shooting some other video. We're going to upload it as a more detailed report. But he said when the NASA satellites were looking at this, he said it looked like it was a couple of nuclear explosions in terms of the heat that was released from this fire. Tell us a little bit about the actual fire itself.
This was actually two fires. And what happened is they piddled with these fires for 3 days, the U.S. Forest Service did. In fact, they were initially lightning strike fires, but they pulled people off both fires overnight, and these fires got away from what's happened. And then a little bit of wind came up. Well, then these fires fed each other, and they created their own winds. And the one fire burned across the canyon here, it took out 7,000 or 8,000 acres in an hour. And what it did, it sucked another fire. The other fire was 14 miles away, and it sucked it in here. And by the time it got to my property here, it had winds that were exceeding 100 miles an hour.
Now, we talked about the backfires and, of course, the Hammonds.
Your Skype just broke up for a moment. Yeah. David, you're about to be back in just a moment. I'll come in. Okay, your sky's breaking up. Hold just a moment until it stabilizes again. For those that don't know, the big fight in the West for the last 20, 30 years is the environmental groups that have taken over won't let them cut fire breaks on their own property or even on the towns of all these dead trees that are dead tender on the ground. So when fires get going and there's high winds, it just turns into an inferno, races across, and so people end up, you know, getting permits and things to burn fire breaks. Well, if it then gets off their property and gets onto the feds, they won't come and help, and then they indict you and claim you're involved in arson, okay? And of course, everybody else is doing controlled burns. They didn't get in trouble when they have their fires get out of control. This is part of fire mediation. So David Knight is back. David, please continue.
Yes, Alex, the point we're making was, as we were waiting, most area were backfires, and of course, they sent the Hammond family to jail. They want to send them older.
David, we're going to have to stabilize again. There's no feed. There's Skype's a great technology. It's wonderful, Texas anywhere, but it does have problems occasionally. They may have to move to higher ground. We may have to go phone. They can just tape an interview with this gentleman, and then we can get that out to you that way in living HD. Of course, I'm sure they're already doing that. But again, just seeing the devastation, it was just looked like Smaug the dragon had descended on a small Middle Earth village and blasted it into a war zone. And then we're going to recap for you what's happened there and the latest and who's inside and what we're hearing. Or I'll go to the news and get that information. I've got it here in the stacks. But the Bundys were coming to talk to that group that night, and then obviously the feds moved in on them. They ran into a snowbank, and then one of the guys got out and he got shot, a real tragedy. Okay, I believe we have Skype back, David. Let's finish up with what happened with the fire breaks, and please give us an update on exactly what the latest is with the standoff.
We're going to go into Burns as soon as we're finished here. We wanted to get the backstory of
Absolutely.
What's going on here.
Awesome. And please continue, then. You've got good Skype now.
Okay, good. What I wanted to say was they made a big deal out of 139 acres that were burned as a backburn, a control technique. But tell us about what happened here in terms of the backburns that were being set by the Forestry Service.
Well, you know, I've fought fire for probably over 30 years off and on. The Forest Service is so out of control on their backburning. I mean, from here, from basically the front face of the Strawberry Mountain Range here up to Prairie City for a number of miles, that's all backburns. And they burnt homes even. You know, they're from their backburns gone wrong there.
So as we looked around to this, Ted was pointing out, he said, virtually all of this area around here, Alex, was burned in terms of back burns. So this is something that was set by the government itself, and yet for 139 acres where they were trying to protect their family, their private property, they got a little bit out of control. They're sending these people to jail for 5 years minimum. It's absolutely amazing.
So to be clear, you must do these fire breaks. And, of course, the government lets you do it here in Texas because the feds don't have much land. The state's like, yeah, we'll give you better insurance rates if you do. But when the feds do it, they're countermanding what was policy until 30 years ago, correct? I mean, this man's the expert, but I followed it. I mean, wasn't it the policy before, you know, to have folks ask them to do this? They would organize locals to work with the government to do it?
Wasn't it the policy before to have locals work with the government to do some controlled back burns like we saw happen with the hemp?
Well, they do what they call prescribed burning here a lot, you know, and that's not nothing to do with the forest fire. But, I mean, they get those prescribed burns they do always get away from them. They always burn more. They always kill more timber.
Now, let me tell you one of the things that Mr. Halp told me, and he's an elected official here, so he's been going around with the Forest Service trying to get them to do better management. But let me give you an example, because I think it's very telling. They have an arbitrary rule here in this particular county where they cannot cut a tree that is more than 21 inches in diameter, and that includes trees, Alex, that have burned. So these are dead trees, and they won't let them cut those down. Now, eventually, they're going to fall down, and they're going to become more fuel. And as we
know, exactly, they won't let them sell the resource. That's incredible.
Exactly. Exactly. So what they're doing is, instead of allowing these people to earn a living, and they've gone from a population of about 8,000 to about 3,000, is that correct here?
Just in labor. We have almost the same population as we had 40 years ago, but the labor force is less than half.
They're depopulating the workforce. Ask him overall what he thinks about the Bundys and where he thinks this is all going.
He wants to know what you think overall about what's happening with the Bundys and where this is all headed in terms of you see a resolution in sight?
I sure hope so. The people are fed up with what's going on. I mean, the arbitrary rules they're making, the illegal activities of the state police and the FBI. I mean, they literally murdered that fella coming to my meeting and illegally arrested him, hauled him out of the county, which is a constitutional violation of their rights. They were scared to death of them speaking at my meeting. And they weren't going to be the only speaker. I was going to be a speaker, too. And the people need to know the truth about this.
Yeah. And
well, tell him he's talking. Tell him he's talking to millions of people right now, David, and you can come back later. Tell him, say what he wanted to say at the meeting now, and then ask him the key question. Did the majority of people support the Bundys in the area? Because it sounds like they did.
He wants to know, you're speaking to millions of people now, so here's an opportunity for you not to just talk to 400 people, but to millions of people. Tell us what you wanted to tell them at the meeting. Of course, you have to condense it because we have a limited amount of time. And were most of the people there supportive of what the Bundys were telling them? Were they concerned about what's happening?
Well, at the meeting, we were going to explain to people what their constitutional rights were. And we have all, the people have all the power and the authority, all of it, 100%. The government doesn't have it. We have the authority, if government isn't doing what we want them to do, to remove that government. And if that's what it's going to take, I mean, it's evident that the government's scared to death with the people. The people are going to understand what their rights are.
And I would also add, Alex, as we were standing here talking to Mr. Howe, he pointed to these mountains and he goes, this is the largest source of chromium in the world. And, of course, there's uranium here. There's all these mineral rights that are beneath the surface. Once they remove the ranchers, once they remove the mining rights of people, once they remove the loggers.
That's what they do all the world.
We've seen what happens. We've seen what Harry Reid has been able to do with us. We've seen what John McCain's been able to do with this out in Arizona. They sell it to a large foreign corporation. They sell them surface rights, or they sell them the rights to the minerals, the copper, in the particular case of Arizona. That is the end game, is to lock everybody out.
Absolutely.
To destroy this, not to preserve it as a recreational area, as many of the environmentalists or the people in the cities think this is going to happen. This is deliberate mismanagement. They would rather burn this place down
That's right.
and burn these people out to clear the people who have
David, you're right.
Rights.
You're absolutely right. That's the globalist plan. That's what we expose in America Destroyed by Design, the film. It's free online, folks. Watch it. My first film, 1997. Let's let him for a few minutes here, and then because this is important. I'm glad you did this. This is great. I want to expand, though, because you're there, find out what the latest with this group saying they're going to stay there and die. I don't want a new Waco. I don't know what's going on with that and you and Biggs ahead of our next guest coming on. But ask him what else he wanted to impart mainly at that meeting that he didn't that he wasn't able to do.
All right. Alex wants to know, what else would you have told people at that meeting? What would you tell them to do? What was the plan of action?
Well, we were going to just show the people what their options, what options we have on dealing with the corruption in our local, state, and federal government here. It's not just the federal government. The state, the Oregon state government is just as bad or worse. And that's what was to be an informative meeting to, because people have, a lot of people don't know what their rights are. And I mean, they've been dumbed down, and they've been beat over the head, you know, on, oh, you can't do that because that's the state government, or you can't do that because it's the federal government. And that's not the truth.
You said your mother lost her claim, her rights to what she was doing because she filed paperwork one day late.
But she actually never filed it a day late. And that's what they said, but they changed the rule. And we were later told by a BLM official that it was specifically to get rid of that mining claim, get it off the books, because it was the oldest perpetually held mining claim in the state of Oregon.
Sure. What they do is they put it into a non-legal process. Have you sign into the process, and then when they say you didn't do it right, they take your right contractually. You're absolutely right. I want to come back and hear more from him and David Knight, and then I want to learn the latest on the standoff straight ahead. And then we've got the economy, the Zika virus. Is it a bioweapon? Top expert says yes. Boy, this is just getting crazy. Hundreds of thousands getting it. They bring martial law to many areas of Latin America. Just all craziness breaking loose around the world. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Way up north, way up north,
to Alaska, go north, bless your soul.
I was talking to Joe Biggs during the break. He's coming up, popping in shortly at the start of the next hour to give us some of the really crazy developments. The pregnant lady inside, folks saying they're going to fight to the death still. Just really a sad thing, making the villains outside look bad. I mean, I get standing up to this, but this is just, this whole thing's been a psyop, walked into a trap. We warned everybody, and it's just terrible. We're going back to finish up this story with the local here in just a moment with David Knight. But first, folks, we have free shipping now on every order above $50. That's how we fund this operation, is the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the products, the high-quality materials, whether they be non-GMO, heirloom seeds at the lowest prices. And then we've got things like DNA Force, the flagship of InfoWars Life Nutraceuticals, with the highest quality BioPQQ, CoQ10, and just so many other incredible compounds like trans-resveratrol, and what is it, eight other ingredients on top of that. It is a true nutraceutical, 25% off right now, because it's even more successful than I thought in the sale. It will be sold out by tomorrow at current sales rates. We're going to even have to hold back a little bit because we're going to start auto shipping in a few weeks, and I have to have a little bit of each product for folks that sign up for that, but it will be sold out tomorrow. That also helps fund our operation. So it's a win-win, 175 studies behind it. Find out what DNA Force really does, regenerating nerves, you name it. Check out the incredible information for yourself. This is, many of the ingredients in this are patented and proven. It's a nutraceutical. It's not like, oh, you know, it's a vitamin at the store or something. This is certified, folks. This is documented. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're there, check out the other amazing nutraceuticals like X2, and more. We also have free shipping on the water filtration systems, the four-stage shower filters, and more. We have a new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment shirt as well, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, going back to David Knight, who's talking to a local representative there in the local government, talking about the out-of-control federal government and the types of activities that they're engaged in. Finishing up, David Knight.
Yes, Alex, I wanted Tad Haupt to talk about the fact that we've heard from a lot of state officials, heard from the FBI, these are dangerous people. The community was afraid of them. They had 400 people who were gathered here to talk to them. I don't think they were afraid. I want him to talk to you about the character of the people that he knew. And, of course, there's different people that are there.
Sure. What's his dead reckoning on the percentage in the county that supported the Bundys? Just dead reckoning.
What's your dead reckoning on the percentage of the people who supported the Bundys?
In the county.
Oh. In the county. In the county?
Yeah, around here.
I'd say 80%, 80 to 90%.
Wow.
Talk a little bit about what you thought of them personally, and were you afraid of them?
Absolutely not afraid of them. They were great people. I associated with Brian Payne, and he's a patriot, and then other militia people there. They were good, honest, hardworking people that loved their country, loved their neighbors and friends, and They've had a great injustice done against them, and we can't stop, you know, supporting them, and we need to push on. And these people that murdered the one fella there, he was a great guy, and he had better personality and character than the guys that shot him. It's known here in Eastern Oregon that our state police is very militant-like and almost Gestapo style. And I mean, we've had lots of problems in the past in this county with the state police. And I doubt the FBI is much better from seeing their actions.
Well, I know this. It seems like in rural areas, now around federal lands where they're really mean, I've never seen such mean park rangers, is it Big Bend, towards citizens, and in other rural areas, it seems like they think the locals are their property because they've got 90% of the land. So just amazing. Do an in-depth HD interview with this guy for the Nightly News. Obviously, David, great job. Be safe. Glad you guys are coming back tomorrow. We're going to come back, but absolutely, it looks like they killed this guy in cold blood. Needs to be an investigation. That's why I got mad at the Bundys, because I knew they were being set up, folks. But we need to support land rights movements in this country. I got mad because I love those people. David Knight was there and almost got killed in Nevada. You know, standing up for the First Amendment, he knows. I mean, but it makes me mad to see him set up.